got a sheet in it? Okay, so we're talking about the sheet of rubber against the machlokes in our Mishnah, depending upon whether the sukkah is supposed to be kevet, divas arai. We spoke out yesterday certain details within that sheet of the Rashi Tosas. Now we've shown him regarding, you know, we look at the structure. It seems that we look not so much at the structure, that a shear. We had different reasons for it. I just want to point out one thing. I just saw it. If you take a look for a second, just at the you open up to the riff and Aleph and Aleph. I assume there's not a major point, but it was just another interpretation of something that we discussed. If you look on the side of the page, you have one of those Kerem on the riff is the Shitas Rivav, Reshud Beis Beis. See it? Okay, Shita's Revolve. The left hand side. So he says. It starts sukkah shivua, but look, I don't know about it, it's about halfway down, or more than halfway down. Okay. It's Om Amra Torah, Tsei Mediris Kevra, Shei Mediris Harai. I mentioned something about it yesterday. Tsei Mediris Kevra, that was a two-part process. But he has another reason. Mida Amar Teshu, Velo Kamar Taduru. You see those words? It's about, 10 lines up. You have the revoke?
I do, it's different.
You see? Yehuda ben Berechia, one of the Rishon, I'll read it inside. Just very quickly, he says, "Say Nidivas Kevav, Shay Nidivas Harai." Mida Amar Teishu will Amar Kamar Tadur. We had a discussion earlier in the year. Teishu Kain Tadur, right, is the mitzvah Yeshiva Besukah. But the Maisa, if the Torah meant Teishu and not Taduru, Kamar meant Tadur, it's supposed to be Kain Tadur. So why don't you say Besukos Taduru Shivas Yama? Why don't I say so? We have to have a Teishu and a Teishu Kain Tadur. She just says, because the Teshu Kain Tadur is telling us it's a Diras Arai. The word Teshu is more permanent, Taduru is more, I'm sorry, Teshu is more temporary, Taduru is more permanent. Okay, just an interesting side point. But let's look now in terms of how we pass the halacha, that's what I focus on today. We saw the riff yesterday, take a look in the sheets, or you can look in the back, I printed the whole thing out in the Rush, Perek Aleph, Simon Aleph. You can look at it inside the Rush, I don't know why I printed the whole thing out, I just did. The Rosh says, Vanan Mistabra on the Hilchos of Kirova. We assume, like Rava, the Kaimel on Sukkah Diras Arai Binan, who hold that according to Rabban on Sukkah Diras Arai Binan, Behuda, the Machshir, and Behuda, who allows the Sukkah more than 20 Amas, he holds really the Sukkah Diras Keva Binan. Pirish, the Machshir Af Diras Keva. Behuda allows even Diras Keva. Okay, but the less Hilchos of Kava say, but Allah is not like him. And therefore, we have the Defanos Magius Eschach, even if the Defanos reaches Eschach, Kol Shekei have a Diras Keva. That's not a mitigating factor, according to Rav. That was only according to Rav, who had the issue of Shelter Be'ayim, right? But Rav is not interested in that. So therefore, the Defanos Magius Eschach, and the Rav, it's even more of a Diras Keva. But the Hasukah being in Sukkah Gabi Sukkah Kavose. Also, there's a later Sukkah, we'll come back to that, that Sukkah Gabi Sukkah is much more like that way. That like Rava. B'chein pasuk haraz halevi. That's the Balamor. The Balamor, the author of the Sefer Mitzvot is Rabbi Zeracha Halevi. So he's sometimes called the Razo, Reish Zayin Hey, over here, haraz halevi. The reason he called it Bal the Maor, the word Zeracha means Zerach, it's to shine, right? So he called the Sefer Maor. Okay, but anyway, here in Sukkah it's called Amora Katan. It's because sukkah is a function of the Yom Yom Tov, the Moed is all the Yom Tov, including sukkah, and the Moed, the sun and the moon, is what determines the Moedim, right? The Rosh Chodesh. So he called this part of the work Hamor HaKatan. Anyway, but it's V'chein Pasach of Mizrachi Levi, Kirova de Basro. We'll get back to that, because he's a later authority. V'afilu Abai, the actual HaKim Le'Talatanim, even Abai who challenged Rova, the Rosh posits, ends up agreeing with him. Why? Because the Gemara we saw on Dav Zion, okay, with Ashmal Abayi, the Amar Rebbe, Reb Oshia, and so on, Kulu Svila Sukkah Dirus Kevabina, okay, he makes a whole list of the people who hold Dirus Kevabina. Well, we know Hashem in the time of the Rabbanim, it shouldn't have been Dirus Harai, okay? And apparently, the Rabbanim hold that it's a Dirus Harai, because the other people on that list, included Abihuda, who's a Bar Plukta, the Ben Anar Mishnah, held dearest kebas. Obviously, the Rabbanah held dearest right. I forgot the chashul kusha d'abaye. The number kulu kirava lo am mishum kusha d'abaye. And even though we saw that the other Amorayim, namely Rabban and Rabzera, both don't hold like Rava because Rabbaye's kasha, the kamokam came with d'abaye gufa kibble the time of the Rava. Okay, kedomer. But once we see from Dav Zayin that Abaye himself apparently accepted Rava's distinction, so he'll come to Rava if only simchin adkan. Now he says then, the love, that's according to Balamor. Okay, now he says, the love Raya, that's not such a great Raya. Kemo Shapirish really come on. Okay, the Had the Chashu, the Huda, Lomi Shum, that skin, that's the re in Tosis. We saw the Tosis on Dav Zayin Beis. That Raya that Abaye, you know, the suggestion Abaye changed, well, that's not a great Raya. Had the Chashu, the Huda, Lomi Shum, that skin on Le'el, time of the Rabban and the Pasmus of the Minister of the Raya. The Abaye, the Hacha, who the actually Rabba Le'el, the Israel time. He says, just because Abaye made that list doesn't mean that Abaye accepted, you know, that Abaye changed his mind. Okay? He listed Rabbi Huda on the list, but not because he agrees with Rabbi's perception in terms of the Shita of the Rabbanan. But Avin Komokum Emesu. But despite the fact that says the Rosh, that I don't think that's a good riot from there. I think he's right. The Balamor is right. Ibn Israchalev is right. Okay. In other words, according to Tosis, Abaye sticks to his guns. Right. Abaye still does not agree with Rabbi's. We did that Tosis, right? We saw the Tosis on the base, right? And the Tosis was bothered by that. That was the Ramaschil Kulu Svirlu, right? Yeah. Okay, so we saw the Tosis. So in any event, but the truth is that whether you accept it or not, Lamaisa, it's true. The Balamor is right. The Tosis has the same Lashon Emesu. The Lamalam es Amelo Kamelam Belo Kevin. Barmina Nami Perkayosh, another writer. Behudal Tame, Namar Sukkah Dibus Kevabina. There's another Gemara in second parak, where we're going to see some of these Gemaras. Rehudal Tame, Namar Sukkah Dibus Kevabina. The Daikim Hadam Mashal Alam Esa, Vachain Posik Ritz Gaius, Kirava Vachain Abishai, the Trani, Avala Iter Posik Kirava Velo Nirul Dvarv. Okay, there's one that we shown about later. Pasik Rabba, I don't think he's right. So the Rosh should be passing like Rabba. As a side point, the Karban and Sadal had a Kasha. Okay, in Oz Beis, in number two, Korban HaSal on the bottom of the page in the Rosh, in Oz Beis, he writes, Perish de Masha Afmed Yus Keva. The Rosh had that language that Rabbi Huda is Masha even. We discussed that, I think someone pointed out the very first day we did this. The Afmed Yus Keva. The Tamo, the Lakama Pirgan Amar Abaye, Rabbi Huda Amar Dabar Echad, the Sukkah Yus Keva. The Chayn Gavisukkah, the Sukkah, the Lakama Pirgan Amar Abaye, Rabbi Huda Tamed Amar Sukkah Yus Keva, Ina. We call honey masha to be in a dafka divas kevin. Al ken nirish tzorach this priest to masha dafka divas kevin. Okay, you don't have to say it, but he holds it means dafka, that he must be a divas kevin. That's the pashas. He thought that it's even, so that's a side machlok. It's got no pashas, but anyway, that's a side machlok. It's the Meiri as well, source 3. The Meiri here on back on Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, the Meiri writes, so lini psak gedolei aposkim mechabim kazua kedas shlishi. Most of the big poskim and the authors, they pass like the third opinion. That's Rava. Rava was the first, quoted the Gemara, then Rabzeri, then Rava. So most assume like the third. By Dvarim Nirin Kane, Linyan Psak. I think it's correct. Linyan Perish and Psak, Shari Huchla, Biadena, Lomar, Sukkah, Diris, Arai, Binan. We assume throughout the number of places, Sukkah, Diris, Arai, Binan. Bechol, Shitfanas, Magilas, Chach. And that which we mitigated Rava Shita by saying that according to Rava, even the Chachamim are matter if the sukkah reaches, if the tefanos reaches chav. Oh, rechava yes, and the dalad, or that which mitigated Abzeri's opinion, We've said on the base that even that according to Mizrahi, even the Chacham admit that it's the larger footprint, the larger base of the sukkah, then it can be higher also. The go we ask Mechav, Kol Shekain Shidu is Keva. We assume not like that. We assume that's even worse. That's a Dirus Keva. Well, the Imperius, Mashachalak, Mirul Omer, Shek Sherev, Amr Lavi Gemara, Zion Alf, Shusov, Sukkah, Dirus Keva Bina. When we talk Shetofsa, Tanakam, Lashem Psula, Tos, Yehudu, Lashem Makshir. The Miri is, I think, addressing the question which maybe was what led the rush to the point of saying that the lashon of machshir means he says it's kosher. What does that imply? Again, Rabbi Yehuda says that lamala mechav is kosher. What's pashup shot in that phrase? Huh? Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's part. That's a korban asana. I don't know if that's the word machshir means. Says it's kosher. It doesn't mean you have to have it. Oh, lamala. Okay, but let's go with the dearest keva. He's machshir dearest keva. If I told you off the street, he says that Dearest Kevin is kosher, what would you say?
It's not a legal point.
Yeah, it could be Dearest Arai or Dearest Kevin. The Chum insists it's got to be Dearest Kevin. He's Machshir, even, which is what the Rosh said, which is the Karmana Sala. That's what I mean. That's not the Lashon. So the Meiri, without bringing up the Rosh, or and obviously not the Karmana Sala, a little later, but he says the Lashon, and the Lashon Be'inan, that's the Karmana Sala's tenables, right? The Lashon Be'inan implies. You have to have it, but that's not what the word machshir means. Here again, you should just look at simple diak in the Mishnah. Okay? What's the language of the Mishnah? It's receiving Zara. Sukkah, you will have Malam Esmal, Psula. Rehuda machshir. Now, if the issue is Dearest Keva, why does it say Rehuda machshir? I would say Rehuda Matzrich, or something like that. It requires. Not that it has to be 20. So says the Meiri, no, don't jump to such a diak. Okay? He says, the fact that Tosha Tosha Tanakama Lashem Psula, since the Tanakama is impossible, so he says what? Kosh is the opposite. Tosha Yud Lashem Machshir. When we call Mokom, Ledaito, Ladiris Keva Hud Zorich. Okay? When we talk Tesha Kandadura, Alma Tamash Tanakama, Taurus Arayo. Rafa Misha Efshal Fire to Hud Das, Yehuda Ladas, Rabbi Rab Zera. Even though you could have assumed that it'd be Huda. His sheet is based on either Rabba or Zera says, well, that's Rabba, Mishan, or Makbida, Hargesho. Maybe he holds like, you know, you don't have the feeling, the sense that you're in a sukkah, that's Shota Be'ina. Well, that's Zera, Mishan, or Makbida, Tzel, Shemach, Maschach, Hol, Mikom, Mokum, Tziltum, Rimachav, Mikom, Mokum, Harbi, Gemara, Pishma, Zorab, Kain. But Zonah, Shem, Taurus, Keva, Hu, Bo, Ad, Shem, Ido, is Zorab, Mishit, or Some, Sukkah, there's Keva'ina. Okay? Now, your question now, Philip, and this is what the rush is at the end, what about if it's less than 20 amas? Okay, Yesh Mefarshim, three lines on the bottom of the mirror there, Shebehuda Mavshir Af Lamata Mechav, Vechach Berusha Lamal Mechav Ksher Mikol Tzad, She Efshala Belo Keva, Lamata Mechav Ksher Kishasa Bekeva, Harshala Bekeva, Lo Bekeva Lo. In other words, what's the story of the Sukkah lower than 20 amas? According to what we said before, that he recorded, in other words, that he only used the word kosher because he used the word possible. But really, he requires it. So does the Taka require a sukkah to be more than 20 amas high? You could say yes. But the Miri says over here, no. He said, Miri says, Koyesh Mefarshim, it's good too, but since it has to be a dearest keva, what would you have to do? Mechitsu Barzo, right? Or a strong base. Huh? Okay, it's the Yesh Mefarshim. Okay, that's the first Yesh Mefarshim. Shehuda Machshir Af Lamat Mechav, Bechach Perusha Lamal Mechav Ksher Mikol Tzad. She Efshel Ablo Keva. That's no matter what, because you know, it has to be a Keva by definition. Lamat Mechav Ksher Shal Bekeva. Hashal Bekeva Lo. V'yesh Mefarshim Sh'af Lamat Mechav Machshir Al Kol Ponim. V'ein Atzor Chosn Dibes Keva Dome El Asuris. So it doesn't have to be a Dibes Keva. Okay? But then again, that's going back to like the Rosh. The Dome is Rosh Chem Sh'en Maskin Dibes Keva Lashem Machshir Ba. But Vein Atvar Mir, he prefers the other way. So that's interesting. Stam, again, what the Sheet of Yehud did. We don't have to be followed on it too much, that we follow, but it's an interesting point. One other thing before we turn back to the Rif of the Balaam, one of those Gemaras that I alluded to yesterday. The Ritva, in his Kedusha Masukka, based on Aleph, source 4, says, this kind of important summary here. The Gimel Machlokas Yesh Bezer, actually three Machlokasim. One, Rebbe, we referred to it, we didn't see it inside, but that was on Daf Zayin, Rebbe Boy Dearest Keva Dafka. La'olam. Ulahachi pasul besukah she'ein bo daras. Right, remember, he doesn't go for the Zion al Zion Tvachim with Rosh or Rubo. He has got to be Dalal's Dalal, a real structure. Okay? Rabbanon, Aliba de Rava, or in the other extreme, Bo Diras Arai. There must be a Diras Arai. Yehuda, Machshir, Bain Bidiras Arai, Bain Bidiras Kevin. That's what he learned. Right? It doesn't have to be, it's Machshir either way. But what? Dila Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon also, Aliba de Rava Rabzera. According to Rabban or Zera, the Rabban also, everyone agrees, it can be Dearest Kevah, Dearest Arai. It's not okay, right? They give different reasons. B'yeisha pasuk halacha k'rabba mishum d'rabba talmidu, bein halacha k'talmid mocham arav. That was the Bala Inter we saw yesterday, the Ran. Right, the Ran quoted that also. B'su d'armina parakum ha'likin d'rabba k'omil d'rab k'rabba avin. B'ha lesa, the Ritva Rex rejects that too, the same way the Ran we saw yesterday did. Okay, but lesser. Shelo amru komili avod kirab ela machlokusin shorab shmuel masech shabbos b'lachud. He says it's only machlokus rab shmuel. It's only machlokus rab shmuel masech shabbos. Nothing to do with us. Umasha amru ein halacha talmud kama rab. Hani mila kishachalakim obechayav. Like we saw in the Ran. That's only when the Talmud argues with the Rav and the Rav is alive. Okay. The shama rabu dvar b'lahodolo. The Rebbe heard the Talmud's time and he didn't agree. Okay, I will kishicholak lachar misa ad the rabbi. Kama lanochok alachok basroi. Now, afal gad basroi kulo talmud de kamoi. Right, even though, how can you have a principle hilchos of kibasroi if you can't argue against the rebbe? Every basroi is a talmud of the guy before. Right, so how could they ever say? How could those two concepts that seemingly can't coexist hilchos of kibasroi and ain alachok kirab makom talmud? I mean, those are contradictory points. The answer is no. Okay, we have a tradition from the Gaonim that hilchos of kibasroi. Anochon kemosha posa kariv, the halacha kirava, the abasra, the suka bechur mechilton. Our whole mesechta, kavose, this kavose, the suka diras arai binim, the hanu the sabre diras keva, shitaninu. Those who hold the diras keva, that's that group of listed, amorot, tanaim, and abzayim, that's shita, that's one shita, but that's the minority. Okay? And as we saw, that's the only people hold that way. Even though it's an impressive list of people, but it's far from all the Talmud and Amar in the world. So that's the minority of Hilcha. Masnitzin Hilcha Subsikta Kusani, the Sukkah Shibu Olamalam Esram Psula Laolam, Bain Shik Tana Ogdola Bafalpi, Shadafanas Magios Hachach. And that's why our mission did not give any. Our mission said, Pashup Shat. It's over 20, it's no good. And it's less than 20, it is good. And it didn't say, well, it depends on the size, and it depends whether the Fanas reaches anything. Our mission is Stam. The Stam simply in the mission is the 20 hours of the cutoff point. Okay, and as we saw yesterday, that we different sheet is how we figure out that's the shear. Okay, it's not a matter of the structure, and that's it. Okay, so that's the ritual of the riff. Let's turn to the back of the Gemara. Well, actually, we're going to jump around. I really want you to see the Balamor's points inside. But I may as well start with it, you know. Okay, so we start with the riff, very bottom of Aleph, but Aleph, we got ready yesterday. Okay. We don't have to read the riff again. It basically says what the Rosh said. We all say, oh, the halacha is like him. Halacha is like Rav. So let's look in the Baal HaMor. Okay. Kos of Harif. You have it there. We've got a different thing. The first Baal HaMor, Marko. Kos of Harif, Anan Mestabal and Kirov, the Kamal and Sukkah, there's Rai Binan, okay, Behuda Machshir, and Shulay Sukkah, there's Kevin Binan, the last Hilchah Zabazay. Okay. So here's the question. Yesh shemasmihin al harif. Everyone have a place, we'll go through a Baal HaMor. I would suggest if you have a piece of paper, a pen, just keep it there because we'll flip it to different places in the Gemara to see his rise inside. But he assumes that we know all these cases is Baal Peh. Yesh shemasmihin al harif. Ma ra'a lifsuk delo kabihuda, bein bego besuka, bein biyoshin tachas hamita besuka, bein biyoshin mekila besuka mishum de ka. Okay. He says as follows: what's the svara? Why do we not paskin like a Behuda? Okay, why is it that we don't paskin like a Behuda? Okay. He says some people wonder why the Rif doesn't paskin like a Behuda, because the reference there is to the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph that we saw. I didn't reprint it on the sheets, but we'll see it inside in a second. Okay, because. By a case of the height of the sukkah, yoshin tachas amita besukkah, bein biyoshin bekila besukkah, mishum dekashu, hodadarsh, rabbi barbuna, mutalishin bekila besukkah. Af al pi sheyesh al gag, v'af al pi shegavo yod, who kimna kibirud on a sukkah, there can be none. Below us, all around, vata all kevah. Okay, let's turn back. We saw this yesterday. It was on the sheets. I should have put on the sheets again. I just didn't. So let's go back for a moment to Daf Yud. Okay? Daf Yud, Amud Aleph. I'm sorry, Yud Aleph. We'll turn back to, again, we'll look through a little tour of different sukkahs here. Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. This is really a commentary on the, different Mishnayos. Let's find what I'm looking for here. He says, it's about 13 lines down. Darash Rabba Baravuna. This is the question of sleeping under something which is inside the sukkah. A canopy or some kind of thing like that which has a covering. Okay? It's really a sugya later on. It's a mishnah later on. We saw this yesterday, the day before. Look what it says here: Darash Rabba Baravuna. That's what we really know for the moment. Do you see it? Mutter lishon bekila. Okay, bekila is a type of canopy where you have you have a bed, and then on a post of the bed, on the corners of the bed, you have these posts. This thing is like you see these fancy beds sometimes in a museum that the queen slept in. It has some kind of a canopy over it. So can you have a bed like that in the sukkah? Because now, in a certain sense, you're not sleeping under the schach. Your protection, so to speak, is not the schach. It's this covering of the canopy. Okay, a fancy bed in the sukkah. Okay, most of us who sleep in the sukkah bring katsa. And this guy brought in a fancy bed that's got a whole canopy over it. Okay, maybe it's a mosquito netting, I don't know, but it's a canopy, right? That's a kila. So, Darash Rabba Baravuna Mutter Lishon Bekila, Afal Pi Sheyesh L'Gag, even though it has a gag, a covering, okay, Afal Pi Shegvoa Asar. Even though it's more than the 10 tefachim. Okay? Keman, who's that like? Rabbi Yehuda. That must be like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Alright? The Omar, lo osi ol arai umavatel ol keva. Okay? At the end of the day, that canopy is only an ol arai. That's not a permanent structure. It's a canopy. It's made out of bed sheets or, flimsy material, right? That's only ol arai. The sukkah, though, the main structure, the overall sukkah, that's a divas keva. So all arai cannot be mevatel an ol keva. We saw this keva already. Okay? It was yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. It was on yesterday's sheets, no? 2 days ago. This week, yeah. Okay, it was only Monday. But anyway, Ditran, as it says in the Mishnah later, Amar Yehuda, Nohagin hayinu lishon tachas hamita bifneaz kenan. Okay? We used to sleep even under a bed in the sukkah. Okay, underneath the bed. Forget about it. We slept under the bed, and Bifnei Hazakenim, in front of the other chan. They never told us not to. When we were kids, or whatever, we were younger, we slept, and no one said we can't. Okay, look in Rashi. Nogim hayinu yishenim tachas hamita. The mita lagave sukkah, all our rayos, shemisalkin, also mokal. The bed doesn't stay there. You move it over. You got to eat the sukkah. You move the bed to the side. Or you take it apart. Okay, I'm in my sukkah. I'm constantly folding up beds. You sleep in the sukkah. And in the morning, you go to shul, you got to put the bed aside so you can set the table for lunch, right? So that's why it's considered an olarai. So lemaisa, what comes out is the Rif, the Balamor by us, says that, Rabba Baravuna was matir this kila, this canopy, and that seems to be based on the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, right? So therefore, getting back to the Baal HaMor, there are some who wonder why that is. Why then, if you have a Gemara that's mashma like a Yehuda, that Darash Rabba Baravuna, and that seems to be based on Shita of Yehuda, why are we so quick to paskin like the Chachamim? That's the Rif did. Okay, and he said it's the Chacham Alib the Rabba. Right, but 1 second. What about Yehuda? So he says Venira, back to where we're up to. He says, because the Gemara goes on to say, the Gemara continues, why don't it just say halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda? Why do you have to say that Nogi and Hayinu, we used to do this, why don't you say halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara gave a teretz, okay? But in any event, Based on that sugya, it looks like the Rif. Just a moment. So v'lin nira, v'lin nira. So why don't we talk? The Gemara says why. It could have said halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. They didn't say it because of a technicality. But Lamai said, looks like the halacha is like k'Rabbi Yehuda. So what's going on? So he says v'lin nira k'divrei harif. I think the Rif is right. Okay. The Radarish Rabbar Huna the Chuyahi. That's true that Gemara implies that Rabbi Bar Huna held like a Yehuda, but guess what? That's not the majority opinion. That Gemara does imply a Yehuda. But there are going to be a number of other cases, which the Balamor is not going to refer to, and I'm going to show you the sheets where it comes from. A number of other cases, mashma the other way. In other words, the Balamor is saying, Enachanami, we're not arguing that Sugi attack is mashma pretty strongly that we assume like a Yehuda. But who was that? That was Rabbi Bar Huna. Good, I'm good. He's an important Tamora. He taka seems to help like Rabbi Yehuda. But I say, how come the Rif Paskin not like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Balamor is going to say, because there are several other Gemaras which imply not that way. As Rabbi Yehuda, he says in Techuya, that's a sheet of Techuya. It's an important sheet. It's in the Gemara. The taka holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but that's not Rabbi Paskin. Okay, so that's what he's going to say. So one of his rias is, he says, Mahi uvda da abaye, the ashkechal of Yosef, the gane bekilas chasanim, Besuka, okay. What's he referring to here? Again, I have it on the sheets, and I just refer to where the Gemaras are. Okay, this is the sugya on Daf Yud Tes Mabez. So I keep jumping around because again, you're going to see the sugya's inside. Okay, this is a sugya on Daf Yud Tes Mabez. What's going on here? So let's move to Yud Tes Mabez. You can see what's going on here, and we're going to see different Gemaras because the Balamor is going to say that in Echanami, there's one Gemara Daf Yud Aleph that Taka implies like Rabbi Yehuda, but there are other Gemaras that say not so. So let's move to Daf Yud Testament base. There, we find the Mishnah, the top of the page. Ha'osa Sukaso Kimin Srif. Okay, a Srif is like a hut, meaning a bit, but sort of a round shaped hut, like a. The right word would be
teepee.
Yeah, but the teepee's pointed. That's the next one. I think here it's more rounded than a teepee. Okay, because the way Rashi says it, kuch shel tzadim she'arvin ba'asovus v'asu k'kaveres. The kaveres is like a beehive. You know, it's a kaveres. Huh? Look at Rashi. Rashi says kamin tzriv. Kuchas, I'm going to hutch al tayodin, sha'arvin ba'as ha'ofos, some type of thing with trap birds in. Va'asu ke kaveres, sha'mishapas v'holeches, sha'gago v'kiroso echad. The roof and the walls are the same. It's a curve, like a hive. You have a hive. Okay, can I make a sukkah? It looks like it's not clear, in effect, where the wall ends and where the roof begins. It's one thing, right? That's what I'm saying. It's like a hive. I don't know if there's one good English word for it. An igloo. Yeah, that. Yeah, at least the way we imagine igloos. I never saw a real igloo. When you're a kid, igloo would be a very good example. Okay, well, you can't really tell what's the wall, what's the roof, right? So that's one thing. All right? So, O, Sesugun, Tzwif, O, Shesom, Cholakoso. Or you leaned it against, well, that's, I think, is more like a lean-to. You know, where you have a... Rashi says again, Shasom Hazal, Hita Roshe Kanim ala Kosa, Rosh Echel Art. You had like Kanim, branches, okay, a sheet of branches, and you kind of tilted it. Look in the, I'm sure you can see the Gemaras in the other room that have the pictures, okay, it's like a lean to, okay, a mat of sticks, and you leaned it against the wall, okay, and you went inside. Obviously, it has to have the minimum shear inside. That goes without saying. Okay, but again, the wall is the roof, so to speak. When you have a slanted kind of thing, right? So, what's the story of that? So, Rebbe Poso, Neshein Lagag. Okay, Rebbe Poso Ein Lagag. As Rashi says, Sheino Nikar Mahu Gag Umahu Koso. You can't tell what's the roof, what's the wall. The Oel Meshupa Lav Oelu, a slanted Oel. Meshupa means slanted, right? So we talk about hashpa. You have hashpa on somebody, right? You have hashpa, so it goes. Some say has the word like shefa, overflowing. you know, overflowing from me to you, from you to someone else. Okay, but some say it's like a slant, it goes down. Anyway, the point being, she'eno nikar ma'agag ma'aloch, o'ol m'shupa la'aloch, elen ken yesh bo tefach zokov, k'rison and price. The price is going to say, unless there is something, a tefach's worth, which is off. In other words, he's referring to the price. So let's see what the... So let's move now to what identified in source 9, to the Gemara on this Mishnah. Okay, we'll get back to the Baramah. Okay, the Gemara on this Mishnah, it's still a New Testament base. Gemara says, Atana, right away, Moder velezesh im higbiya min hakarka tefach, okay, o shefliga min hakosel tefach shikshere. Okay? The Rebbe Lez is Moder that if this beehive thing, this igloo thing, is elevated off the ground, in other words, there is a part which is clearly separate from that rounded thing, or there is a part which is clearly separate from the slanted lean-to thing, maybe the tefach's worth, that's okay, you know, it's not ten tefachim, but you can be mitzaref, as long as there's some way to tell the difference, a wall, or some line of demarcation, so to speak, between the wall and what's going to be in the roof, even though part of that's also the wall, but it's okay. All right. Oshim lechos tefach shikshev. Okay? Rashi says, Shem higbiya min hakarka tefach, atarmai ukoi, damin lovad mizakifa. Yesham nofach zakuf, no sorry, tefach zakuf. The nikar atzuf shugag, we came and shayz bushiro, was a kifa of yahoo. Okay, shayz bushiro, was a kifa of yahoo. Works, even though it would be 10 fachim, the rest is combined, but okay. Anyway, oa mechika, asam chal akosel koi, im hirchi grosh asam chal akosel because of tefach, or is a smuch al yesedos, right, you put that bunch of branches on some sort of post. I mean, lovod mimena or the coast of the shore of the lobe shupu vuagag. Again, lovod is, I don't go into what lovod is now, it's three tvachim, forget it. The point is that it is a little clear line of demarcation. Good. My tamayu drabon, okay. Why do the rabbon? Okay, that's one thing. So they agree in that case. Now, the question is, my tamayu drabon, shipua olim ka'olim. The chacham hold, even if you didn't lift, as Rashi says, af mishaloi bia, v'loi chikak shere. Even if you didn't lift it up, you didn't move it away from the wall, it's okay because shipua olim kolim, the slant is like an oil, it's good. Continues the Gemara, Abaye, ashkechel Rav Yosef, Abaye once found Rav Yosef, the kogane bekilas chasanim, that he was sleeping bekilas chasanim. That's like the teepee. Okay, it's some kind of a, you know, some kind of a, also some of a canopy, but it's a kilos chasanim. Rashi lufish ain't like gag tefach shav lo chosh or all lahamsi. That's like an inverted V, right? Like a teepee. We had the sides, you had a bed, and there was two sticks in the middle, okay, and it's draped over it. A little kid plays with his blanket, you know, play pretend you're in a teepee. You know, so that's what the guy said. That's called Kilas Chasanim. So Abaye found the real Yosef once sleeping there. Okay. So Amalei, he answered, Kiman. Okay. He asked, who are you passing like? Kibbelezer? You're holding like Kibbelezer? All right. Some read it, Kiman, and he answered Kibbelezer. Which either way, the point is that we've got to assume that Rav Yosef held that slanted thing is not an oil. Okay, we have to assume that. It must be like a Eliezer, right? In other words, we'll see in a second. So he says, the Omar O Meshupa Lav O, must be that you hold like a Eliezer, that type of slanted thing is not a slanted thing. Why? It's not a problem. It's not really considered an oil. Not considered. Why? Because otherwise, if it is considered oil, so you're not sleeping under the sack, you're sleeping under this thing. Right? There's something interposing between you and the sack. So you must hold that it's not a real oil. So does that mean you hold like a Belezer? Because the Belezer is the one who held. Again, we said that was Machokas, right? The Rabbanan says Shipua Olin Kaolin. And the Belezer says Shipua Olin is not Kaolin. You must hold that way that it's not like an oil. Okay? So, is that the case? So Shavkas Rabbanan Ba'abadat Ker Belezer? Are you not holding like the majority of the Rabbanan? Are you holding like a Belezer? Or Malay, Brysa Ibchatani. There's a Brysa which says the other way. Rebbe Lezer Machshir Chomim Posen. There's a Brysa that has the reverse of our mission. It says, Taka, the Rebbe Lezer is who allows it, and a Chomer Posen. The Shita of Shipuel Ol Kolom is Taka Belezer Shita. That's the, and the Chachamah holds Shipuel Ol is not like an Ol. Okay, not like an Ol. Therefore, that's what I'm passing like. All right, Shavke Masnisi Vavitz Kebraisa. Are you leaving, you're abandoning a mission in favor of Braisa? Usually the mission is considered more authoritative. Amalei Masnisi Chidoi, the Tanya Osu Kosim, the Tzifo, the Shavala Kosim, Nosan Omer, Rulezer Posim, the Shein Lagav Chamashun. After this, the mission is not the correct gear, so he found another Braisa, and then Reb Nosan said it. Okay. In any event, what has all this got to do with us? So the point that the Baal HaMor wants to make is as follows. Okay, if we hold like a Yehuda that a sukkah must be a keva, okay, then in other words, it wouldn't matter because if the sukkah had to be a keva, it wouldn't make a difference whether the slanted roof of this canopy, the slope of this canopy, is considered like an ol or not. Because either way, it's an ol aroi, that's for sure. Okay, it's an ol aroi, it's for sure. And according to the Rebbe Yehuda, that the sukkah itself is an ol keva, so osi ol aroi, matal ol keva. Right? So what are we so concerned in this sukkah? Well, is it an ol, is it not an ol? If you hold, it's the main sukkah, the main structure is an ol aroi. Now we have to be concerned with what's the status of this inner canopy inside. Is it an ol aroi? Because one ol aroi can matal another ol aroi. Then we have a problem. Do we consider this all or not? That's the machlokes of Elazar and the Chacham. That's the sugya, so it's important to know. But according to Yehuda, it's irrelevant. Whether the oil, even if you hold the slope, you know, that this canopy is an oil, it's at best an oil, it's all an oil, all right. So it's not going to be about the oil kev anyways. LMI, it's not like a Yehuda. You follow the Raya? In other words, according to Yehuda, it wouldn't make a difference. The whole sukkah is irrelevant according to Behuda.
Well, meaning, just to correct, only according to
Behuda, it says requires. Right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So, that's an important point, but correct. Okay. But so therefore, the Baal HaMor would say that if we hold like a Behuda, that a sukkah must be correct, that a sukkah must be an Oral Keva, okay, then it wouldn't matter whether the Shippur Olam Kolam, Shippur, what's the language? Shippur Olam Kolam or not, who cares? Okay, it doesn't matter. It's a rye anyway, so it'll be butel under the sukkah's kevah. So obviously, that's point number one. We'll go back to the Baal HaMor. So that's point number one of the Baal HaMor. So he says it's true that on daf yud aleph of the sukkah, Rabbi Bar Huna holds implies like Shita Yehuda. So good, we have it here another sukkah which implies the other way, and that's one reason he brings. Okay, so that's one reason he brings. V'chein midu itzruch leila of Yosef. Okay, and he says furthermore, why didn't Rabbi Yosef have to kvetch around by saying, well, there's another Braisa? Could have said, you know, we passed like Rabbi Yehuda, right? So therefore, the ilu isa Rabbi Yehuda filu klilu sheyesh lagaga yafel lishon. Right? According to Behuda, why didn't Rabbi Yosef just answer? What are you bothering when I slept on this thing before? Who cares? It's bottle. Well, why did Rabbi Yosef have to come in? Well, there's a price. It says, he could have answered. Pasuk Behuda, he didn't. Okay, so that's the Baal HaMor's raya from that. So you ever get it? Okay, that's point one. Okay, we'll go through Baal HaMor. Okay. Again, Mechem Yitzchak Leila of Yosef Lemidchil Masisim Lishuk Abraisa Al Molesa Behuda Kolikum. The Yosef Behuda Philip. I bring the second eye, but Ode. Okay. We have another Gemara. Rava, who Basra. Shor leil Rav Acha, Barach she Acha Bardala, okay, lemigna to sleep, migna to sleep, bekila besukah mishum bake, okay, bake means bugs, mosquitoes and other kinds of bugs. The Shamas Mo di lav mishum bake also lemigna bekila besukah. I'm a lesser Behuda. What's the case over here? Okay, that is another Gemara. So let's look on Daf. Basically. Let's look at that. That's on the Chav Vav Mar Aleph. Chav Vav Mar Aleph. Okay? Want to see it inside? But you should always want to see it inside. Chav Vav Mar Aleph. Here, I'm going to find it first. Rav, Shor, it says, Sidhar Gemara says Rav. He had the gears of Rav. So that the Baal HaMor says Rava allowed, but our Gemara says Rav. I just have to find it now.
It's right next to Tos for Kabbal.
Oh, correct. Okay. Also, I'm sorry. We have Rav. No, Rav. Yeah. Rav Shora. Rav permitted. Rav allowed. Rav Acha Bargala Lemigna Bekilta Besuka Mishum Boke. Now that kilta may have been seriously like a mosquito netting. You ever see those, you know, you have a bed with like a mosquito netting over it? So that you know, he let him sleep in the thing, Mishum Bake. Okay? Because Rashi says, Lamigna, let's find Lamigna Bekilta, it's right next to the Torah or after we should regagu, Gorasaba Kilo Khususuka, Mishum Bake. Ah, see, it's interesting. I saw a different Gemara, Bokeh, it says here, the Hebrew, the French word, but in some of the words it says, Zvuvim Ktana.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
Where is it?
Oh, the Lazar Rashi down here by me says, the Itushim, which are mosquitoes. You have Zvuvim Ktana? Something like that. All these different Gemaras. The Itushim usually means mosquitoes, or sort of gnats, or something. I think it's bugs. Okay, so again, the same thing. So Rav allowed, this person was sleeping, you know, too many bugs. So Rav, or Rav, whatever it was, let him sleep under this netting. Okay? So the Gemara says, just a moment. Yeah, well, so what's the raya for me? So the Gemara goes on. Well, should include more of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Rabbah," and also "Rabbah Shalom Acha Bar Adar Bin the Botun from Sircha the Gargishta." Also, some sort of so it's also uncomfortable in some ways. Rabbah Latame Damar of Mitzdar Patum Nasukra. Okay, Mitzdar is Patum Nasukra. Now the implication. Now let's go back to the Baal HaMor. The implication of this Gemara is. The implication of this Gemara is that the brother, he permitted to sleep in his netting, and because he holds that mitzvah is potter and a sukkah, and apparently that would imply that the sukkah was no good with this netting. The sukkah with his netting was no good, al sukkah, but he let him stay there anyway because the mitzvah is potter and a sukkah anyway. Okay? In other words, you come on to Mitzdar. The sukkah comes on to Mitzdar. I should include more in that Gemara. I should include the conclusion of that Gemara in the Marma Kalmas. But you get back to the Baal HaMor, so he says, it's in my version now on Aleph and Beis, he says, that he allowed him to sleep because of the bokeh. The Shamish Mah, the Lab Mishum bokeh, also let him make the Mekila B'sukkah. If not for the bugs, and the fact that he's in Mitzdar, so he wouldn't allow him to sleep in the sukkah. Al Molesed Yehuda. Okay? Again, the same implication. Because the idea would be that according to Yehuda, all right, then you don't need bugs. You can sleep under those nettings anyway. Even if you're not a mitzvah and no bugs, it doesn't matter. Anyone can sleep under the netting because it's part of the log of the sukkah's kevah, the old kevah. Okay? So basically the same type of ride. Now he brings a third ride, the Baal HaMor. He brings a third ride. Furthermore, when we did Darash of Nasim Bar Menyum, which made the Rava, that's the Gemara in Shabbos. The Ner Chanukah, we've seen it already, Ner Chanukah, Sheinichal Amal Chav Ama Psulo, Kesuko Kamavoy. Shema Mizvah, Nami, the less of Yehuda. Okay? That's a pretty good ride. The Gemara says in Shabbos, it's included on the sheets, okay, Chav Beis of an Aleph, which is source number, which always talks in the bottom of Chav Aleph and Beis, 13. Amar of Kana, Darash of Nasim Bar Menyum, okay, he put it more than Adalam was Psula Kasuki Kamavi, and that so therefore that also implies not like a Yehuda. That's interesting. Rashi there, I put it in 14. Rashi there says Psula Delo Shalta Be'ena Lamal Mesir Amada. Okay, because obviously by Hanukkah it's nothing to do with the dearest Kevin and the dearest Arai. Okay, and it's a problem with presuming Nisa. And Kesuka Kamavi the Tan Behedya Be'irvin Masech Kesuka and Atzuka the Psili. Right, that's. But again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lamaisa Sukkah Lamal Mechav is kosher. So why would the Gemara say whatever the reason? Why would the Gemara say that a Ner Chanukah is possible above 20 like Sukkah? Right? What do you mean like Sukkah? Sukkah is not. So anyway, that's also a raya that we pass like him. So based on these three principal rayas so far, all right, we'll see one more in a second. well, not another riot, but another point. The Baal HaMor says, based on all of that, we understand exactly why the Rif paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Chav against Rabbi Yehuda, even though there was one sugya, not that way. Okay. Ubechol makom kamelon ma'aser rav ve'uvda derava v'shmeitza da'adif lo mismach alayu v'yachrak rav madchib. Okay. So bechol makom hilchav. He the darsh rabbi bar avuna below some kinala. Bottom line is that we have the other case of rabbi bar avuna, and it is one case that implies that way, but that's not what we rely on. And furthermore, Bavada, Tamid the Rabba, Firushan Asis, and other Mishum the Basro, and once you pass it like the Rabbanan, we're passing the Rabbanan the way Rabba says it, okay, and he says that even though Abaye asks against it, Abaye changes mind later on, and so on. So that's what we've seen already. We saw the Rush quoted that from the Baal HaMor. But everyone sees the Baal HaMor as Rias, okay? So then we've gone through this part of the Baal HaMor. Okay. One other aura, so to speak, here on this, and that is the Ramban. Okay.
Is on the source sheet?
Well, I referred to the Ramban, the Muhammad Hashem is on 15, but I didn't print it out because it's in your Gemara. Okay. So again, I just want to go over that last point that Baal HaMor says, again, we saw it in the Rush also. All right, they wanted to bring a Raya, another Raya that we pass like Rava. So there's really two things. Who do we pass like in the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and based on whose interpretation? So what emerges in the Baal HaMor, first we pass like Rabbanan against Rabbi Yehuda, and number two, we pass in like Rava's version. One of the Rayas the Baal HaMor brought, again, was that Raya because Abaye was the one who asked the Kasha against Rava and Beis HaMor later on, loved to be who the among those who holds that there is Keva. Again, we saw that not everyone agrees that that's a Raya. Tosis didn't think that was the strongest Raya. The Rosh didn't think it was the strongest Raya either, because you could always argue that no, he says it maybe for a different reason. If who the hell that above 20 Amos is no good, namely because of the low shelter, and any other reasons. They don't have a Raya per se for that fact. And that's a question. Did Abaye change his mind, you know, or not? And just because of Yehuda says that Diris Keva is good, it doesn't mean that he holds that the Chacham holds Diris Keva is possible. You don't have to learn it that way. All right. One other point from the Baal HaMor. First, it's just interesting. It's called Milchamas Hashem. And usually, the Baal HaMor, the Ramban disagrees with the Baal HaMor. Okay. Usually, the Baal HaMor has a. This is a rare case. Usually, the Baal HaMor has a tiny against the Rif. And the Ramban comes to defend the Rif against the Baal HaMor's arguments. Okay, this is really, you know, deep, the real lumdus, right? The Ramban, the Ramban and the Mechamas Hashem is hard to plow through. Ramban, you know, wrote in a very deep way and you know, very, not brief, and it's hard to read through Ramban. But the Ramban, the genius of the Ramban really is, Rav Soloveitchik once said, I actually heard him say this, he said that he believes that the origin, so to speak, of the Brisker precision is in the Ramban and Muhammad. So as you can see, so that style of thinking, what Reb Chaim later popularized, Reb Chaim Brisker later popularized in popular yeshivas and so on, so-called Brisker Dera, you know, the seeds of that are in the Ramban and the Muhammad. So usually, there's study 9 times out of 10, I don't know, the Baal HaMor has a tine against the Riv, and the Ramban shows how you can rework the Gemaras or interpret the Gemaras to defend the Rif against the Tana of the Baal HaMor. Here, as we just saw, the Baal HaMor said there are those who object to the Rif because of that Gemara with Darash Rabba Bar Avuna, and I'm going to show you 3 or 4 other Gemaras that show not that. So he defends the Rif. So here, look at the Mechamas Hashem. He says, Kosev is safer HaMor, and so he usually quotes the Baal HaMor first. Okay, Amar Kosev, Havule Apirion the Baal HaMor. Let's give a big shikach, you know. Big medal to the Baal HaMor, so to speak. Shasiyo, the Leben HaGadol, Bidvarim. Okay, he defends. You know, he gives a big yeshiv. I don't think he's being sarcastic. I don't know. He defended the Baal HaMor. He's right. Okay. Aval ain kan beis mention ain halacha kibihuda. Halacha is not like kibihuda. Lo begova sukkah, below biyoshe. None of these cases. V'chein is kimu kol bala hara. Lo irer adam bedavar klum. Okay? He said, as far as passing like the Rabbanon versus Yehuda, there's no doubt about it. Everybody passes like Rabbanon, no passing like Yehuda. However, where there is a question, aval asofesh nistapku, miktsosim bekan, imalach kirub rabba, who do we follow in terms of, yeah, okay, we follow the Rabbanon as interpreted by whom? That already is a dispute. In other words, the Rabban says it's very nice, the Balamor defends the rift and the shkaya, but the truth is, there's never any argument about that. Nobody says otherwise. Okay, we follow the Rabbanon against the Yehuda, finished. Okay, la halacha. But the question is, who do we follow in terms of the analysis of the Rabbanon, in terms of the Rabbanon hold? Some hold like Rabba, Mishum, the Rabbi. He was Rabba's Rebbe. Rabba was Rabba's Rebbe. Say that first. Okay. Anyway, or because is that why? Because he's his Rebbe. Oh, Kirava the Basrava. Ubezeh, Ribbon of Agado, Kirava. And that our great Rabbi, the Rif, said we follow Rabba. Mishum the Kaimalon, Sukkah Diris Arai, meaning the time of the Behuda, Mishum the Arminah, Sukkah Diris Kebi, and the Ramar Baila, come on. The Ukmal Behuda, the Masnissian Beshita, he winds up with that Shita. Shita means that one view. Shita here means that one Shita that eight people subscribe to the Shita. Sometimes that expression is used to refer to a collection of Tanoim or Amorim that agree to the same thing, like this case, Kulu Sirlu, that's called the Shita. So he put Rabbi Huda on the Shita. Alma Sirlu, Kolam Alachav, Alma Diris Kebe, Yipsulu, the Mandam Rasuka Diris Arai, below Sirlu Kakushia. Okay, the Habas Sogam and Karla. We don't follow like the original Kasha of Abai himself, Jesus of Barzil. The Lokaraba, okay? And Abzeru, Lokaraba Abzeru, the Chaisha Lakusha. Not like Arab and Abzeru, who on Abbeis are concerned about that Kasha. Abai himself is, and therefore he says, Kishin Fanas Megis is Chach, it's certainly not no good, and it doesn't matter what the footprint of the Sukkah is, and all these, all the riots we mentioned. Okay, I do understand about the Rabban does add one other, riot to that point that I referred to. Okay, he brings the sugya on Daf Tes and Daf Yud. Okay, he refers to the sugya on Daf Tes and Daf Yud. Let's see that inside. So that's the last group of source that I brought in this 17. Okay, that's the Mishnah on Daf Tes and Beis. We've seen it before. Okay, the Mishnah says, top Mishnah on top of the page, Tesla base. Ha'osa sukkaso tachas ilon, kilo aso besocha bayis. We had that once before. Sukkah al gabe sukkah. You have a two floor sukkah, okay? Two story sukkah, duplex. Okay, sukkah al gabe sukkah. Ha'ayon aksher v'atach tana psula. Right, the upper one is okay, fine, but the bottom one is not good. If there's no one living in the upper one, then the bottom one is also good. Rashi, okay, first Akilah Sobasa, why is it not Rashi? Hatachtona Psula, the Shnei Schachin Yeshla. Okay, we crawl apostles, Sukkah Tacha, Sukkah Lakana. Sukkah Tacha, Sukkah is not allowed, based on apostles, as we'll see. And main Diurin, big Marmar Farshah, fine. So that's the mission test on the base. The Gemara on this mission is on the Yudam and Alf. So turn to the Yudam and Alf next Talmud. The Gemara says, Tan, it's before they get wide, about four lines before they get wide on Yudam and Alf. Tan, Ruda Omer, Ain Diurin, Belyona, Tachtonic Sheva. My Ain Diurin. Yudah said if there's no one living in the upper one, the bottom one's good. What do you mean, my Ain Diurin? What do you mean, no one living there? Okay? Elay with diurin mamish, it means mamish people living there. Otto diurin kogami, I mean, does that matter? Is that the psul? The people upstairs? Who cares? Who cares if there's people upstairs? All right? He says, why should that make a difference? Why should that make a difference? Let's look at Rashi, about the 5 lines after they get wide towards the bottom of the page, 6, 7 lines. Elay with diurin mamish, ain ba'odom. Otto diurin kogami, call makam sukkah tama sukkah. What difference does it make? If there are people up there, not people up there. It's a sukkah, tachas sukkah. Elala, my ain diurin, kol she'in a ru'uyalin diurin. It's not, the upper one is, when we say diurin, the diurin there, means, is it fit for people to go in there? Is it strong enough? Is it sturdy enough? Is it, too flimsy? It can't support diurin. Okay? By a kosher and ruler there, hechidami. The low gaba asar mechal tanakama summer alpha pish and ruler dir psula. Okay, if you hold the problem is not that high, it's not 10 tefachim high. So apparently the Tanakhama would hold that even though it's not royal adira, it's still possible. So ki asar, which is a kasha on something previous in the Gemara, which we don't need. Ki asar of dibi, amar amim marava, ena tachtona yichol lekabel karim uksoso shel yona hatachtona ksheva. Bechlal the Tanakhama sover afo vishe enu lekabel psula. Okay, and ikim benayi yichol lekabel ediyatchak. What boils down from this Gemara is, what does it mean? Okay, kiyosar dimalukim Rashi. Hi, ain ruila dira the kamar Yehuda lav b'shein gavoa kamar, which was mekash against Shmuel in the Gemara, which is not important for us now. Dim kena tana kamar namik share elakish ain bria b'chazoka says Rashi lekabel ksasos ukarim shalyona. If you're going to put anything to sit on, pillows, blankets in the upper sukkah, it's going to collapse. Okay. To sleep on, then tachtona ksheva. The high time in the Shmuel, the ksheva kaf psula. That's the sugi there. The cheva the el yona lo chaz el meida b'shar ein tachtona mekabel shalom. Mekabel to lo posel. And a tanakama would seem holds the other way. What emerges from that sugi for our purposes, I don't want to go into the whole sugi. What emerges from our sugi for our purposes is by a sukkah gabe sukkah, the machlokas boils down to Machlokas of Yehuda and the Tanakam and the Chachamim, and that Mishnah on Tesla base boils down to whether the floor of the upper sukkah is sturdy enough that it won't fall through, but it's not, it's only Adet Chak, it's not that sturdy. Okay? So it has the status of a Diras Arai. And the Rabbanon hold that Arai is valid, say that the top is kosher, right? So then the sukkah via this way, so the top sukkah is kosher. But the bottom is no good. And the Huder holds the other way around. So the Machlokas here revolves around the Arai Keva issue. Okay? So that's the Ramban's Raya. Then once again, you see from this Gemara that what's the Machlokas, the Huder and the Chachamim revolve around? Arai or Keva. Okay? And therefore, it's just another Raya. Just another Raya. That's how the Sugga over there plays out. So that's the Raya of Ramban. And therefore, Lamaisa, everybody seems to agree that we hold like a Yehuda. I'm sorry, like a Rabbanan against a Yehuda, and we hold like Rava's interpretation. Okay, Ad Kan. Yeah. Now I'll show halacha lemaisa in a second. Yeah. Yeah, but he's showing you that this Gemara is a proof that that assumption is correct. Rabban simply is citing this Gemara as a proof that since this Machlokas, this Gemara revolves around with Deiros Kever, Deiros Arai, that means that that's the Nekudas of Machlokas, you know, Yehuda and the Chacham.
Because they would all more defended from Yehuda than even assuming that Yehuda requires
The Balamor simply showed that there are sukkahs which show that Rabban, that we don't pass on Yehuda. Right? The Balamor. Defend the Balamor. Yeah. And he's bringing a different one. The Balamor didn't bring the sugya on Daf Tes and Daf Yud. He just brings another Raya. Okay? I want to take a look at the source number 20, an interesting statement of Shulchan Aruch. There's in Choshen Mishpat, this business of Hilchas and Kibas Roy. So just since we brought it up, you should be aware of it. This is in Hilchas Adam, this is Choshen Mishpat, Simon Chof Hay, Sif Beis. We can spend more time on that sugya Daf Yud, but we got the point, right? I don't want to go into the whole sugya. But we got the point for our purposes. That's the Raya of the Bala of the Ramban. Anyway, that's what we assume. Ramban lived in all the Mishon at the beginning of the year. Take a look at source 20. The Ramah writes as follows. Kol, how goes the Ramah, right? This is Simon Chof Hei Choshen Mishpat Siv Beis. Kol Mokom Shedivrei Harishonim Ksuvim Al Sefer Behem Before Samen Vaposkim Achonim Cholkim Aleim Kimo Shalif Hamim Vaposkim Cholkim Al Agonim Holchem Achar Achronim, the Hilch Alocha Kebasroi Ma'abaye Beroba Be'elah. Whenever you have a Svarim which have a Shita, an earlier Shita, which are well known, and the later authorities, and when the Ramo is writing, obviously he's not talking about Rishonim and Achronim like we refer to the term today, okay? Because I mean, this is in the 1500s. So Ramo's himself, you know, Ramo. Usually we assume that the period of Rishonim extends until Shulchan Aruch. Right? I mean, that's the general assumption of the Shulchan. Go over quickly, right? The Mishnah was compiled in approximately 200 of the Common Era. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi, was about 350. The Bavli around 550. Okay, then you had this Tekufa of Rabbanan Tzaburoyim, and so on, more or less from 550 to 750, from 750 to 1,000, roughly. Again, it's not the idea that they woke up one morning and that's okay, from now on everybody's Rishonim. That's the way we look back at it, right? So from 750 to 1,000, roughly, is the Gomen. Okay, and 1,000 is considered the beginning. The early Rishonim is the Rif, the Rechon, Rashi. Okay, 1,000 till the mid-1500s when the Shofar was compiled. I think that somewhere that somebody says that Mechaber is considered the end of the Rishonim, and Ramah is the beginning of the Rechonim. That's the cutoff. All right, so the Shulchan Aruch in the mid-1500s. But obviously when the Ramah is writing, he means earlier and later relative to where he's living, right? Anyway, but he says, when you have Rishonim written, and they're well-known, and there are later poskim who disagree, okay, which just like we find sometimes, the Shita of the Gaon is rejected. Okay, the Rambam, very frequently, but not infrequently, you know, disagrees with the Gaon, right? Even though the Gaon came before him. Right, ha'olchem achar achon. We follow the later shita. The halacha kebasoi me'abay rov ve'elef. So says the Marim. Avol imnim tzilif imnim tshuvas gone below all of zivon al sefer. V'nim tzurachem chok olav ein tzurach lusok kedivrei achonim she'ef shoshal yadu divrei hagon. Very important to our Rambam. If somebody comes up and finds a shita of an earlier authority that wasn't well known, okay, then you can talk to Pascal like him, because it could be that had the later authorities seen that, they would have deferred to his point, right? And they would have recognized his point. The Shmuel, they would have, you know, maybe they would have retracted their position. In other words, if the Abishita in Tosin, the Benetam, the later authorities all say not like a Benetam, but they all know they're a Benetam. Okay, so we're going to pass on the later authorities, Mar Rundberg, whatever, those who may disagree with the Benetam. But if you found a statement from the early authority that the later authorities didn't know, and I think, wait a minute, you know, I'd consider that point, then you don't say Chizuk HaBasra. Look at the Pische Tshuva on that, source 21, on that Simon and Choshen Mishpat, Simon Chofei, in Simkot Meches. Regarding Hilchos Kibbutzoy, I am Bagdama Sefer Prima Gadol Yeridaya Bekalim Oschez. The Prima Gadol has Bagdama Yeridaya Bekalim Oschez. Okay, I didn't find it in a computer. Maybe it was, I don't know. But he found the Pesach Tshuva. He says as follows: V'da, the Sabar Ha'isi Lomar. At first, I thought, yeah, Hilchos Kibbutzoy B'Shoven. When you have a Machlokes, the same number of authorities on each side, it's equal. But Lo Yochid Neged Rabbah. If later authority is a minority, do we still follow him? Okay. So I thought not. Elak Shura Isil Knesset Gadol Baruchaim. Again, another important posik. He's from Ministry. Knesset Gadol Sfardi Gadol. Okay. He writes the Af Yachid Neged Rabin Hilchos Kibasroi. Okay. Even Yachid Neged Rabin. Ani Tama Haruba Daraisa. But don't. Isn't the concept of Rov Daraisa? We talked about it earlier. Right, so Yochim Rabba, Lochim Rabba, that should trump Hilchos Kibasroi. Umistimus haposke mashma af b'divretol Hilchos Kibasroi. Why is that so? Yeshomer came in the Basroi ro'o divrei kamoi. Because the later authorities saw what the early ones had to say. Okay, v'sasri lehu betainos. Okay, and they objected based on certain reasons. Armina mistama have a kamoi modul basroi. And these tainos are strong tainos. So the early authorities would have given in. That's Ad Kan Lashono. That's the Prima Gadol. Ma'ayin b'tshuvas Harav and Moshe Rotenberg and so on. He says Shakos only don't the day. The Afal Gav the Kamal Halachi Wasroi become Rokom nearer the High Kol Lo Never Echad Achon Mevarer Dvaro Barayos and so goes. He wants to limit. He said, when do we say Halachi Wasroi? When the later authority has strong, clearly good Rayos. We found the authority of Pesach didn't give any reason for it without a raya, and it's against what earlier authorities said. Then, no. We're not going to follow him. We're going to follow what he seems to have stark rayas. Okay, just interesting as a side point. Finally, the Yad Malachi, so there's a collection of kolim, kolim Pesach, kolim Talmud, kolim Talmud, kolim Kuf Samach Tes. He says, Halacha Kibasroi, even against Yochid Rabin, even Yochid Neged Rabin, he brings various rayas from Gemaras. Okay. Halacha Lamaisa in our Sugya, and this will finish up. Okay. The Rambam, Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Dalach Aleph, says in 23, the Rambam, Shir HaSukkah Gova Ein Pachos Masorah Tvachim Below Yesel Esrim Alma. Rambam passing in Stam, like the Mishnah, like a Behuda, like the Rabbon against the Behuda, can't be less than 10 Tvachim, can't be higher than 20 Amos. Rechava and its width Ein Pachos Mishiva Tvachim or Shiva Tvachim. It's, you know, its base can't be less than 7 Tvachim or 7 Tvachim. B'yeshu L'hosib Racha Afilu Kama Milin. Of course, you can make it much larger. It doesn't have to be 7 and 7. You can make it much, much larger. Okay, especially if you know you have that Gemara in mind that technically speaking, all the Jews in the world could sit in one sukkah. That'd be one big sukkah. Okay, so ha'isa b'chusam asara omi shiva shiva o gomo me'aswamo kol shuar ezu psula. If it's less than 7 and 7, or to an even a mashu a kol shu higher than 20 amos, it's possible. For some reason, our ghost runners did not come out properly in the printing. I don't know, things got garbled up. But at the end of the day, he says, Allah says, again, it's that we pass him not, you know, we pass him that Rosh Hashanah Shulchan of Sheva. Sheva, we pass him not like Rebbe, who said the Sukkah's got to be a Dal Amas. Okay, we'd rather Sheva, Sheva. Fine. The tour, in our Chaim, is in Tov Reish Lamed Gimel, Source 25, right? Shalom te gavo yosem yishiyur de tanan sukkah shigol avam lechav psula beinim dol oktana lo shloim achitus magiyas l'schach lo shloim ein magiyas. Now that's a dismissal of the mitigations of Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi respectively. It doesn't matter if it's a bigger or smaller footprint. It doesn't matter if the schach reaches the tefanas reach schach or not. Okay, aval archav ksher afil kol schach l'amal lechav kevin shen v'chal elochav. Okay, that was what we spoke about at the very beginning. Is it 20 space, 20 chalal or not? That's what we spoke about there. The Beis Yosef says all this is based on the sugya, the beginning of Sukkah, our Gemara. The Beis Yosef there in some tough Rishon. Give a right to Masha Kosa, Bain, Magdolo, Tara, Lo, Shom, Achit, etc. Shom, Nechel, Kwa, Moroim, Betam, Pisulu, Kishi, Gavoy, Yosef, Esma, Amma. He gives a nice, neat little summary of everything we did. The Rabba, Amishim, Gilamalas, Olo, Shaltim, Eina. From Zira, Amishim, Deino, would sell Sukkah, would sell the Fanos. Rabbi Mishum the Sukkah Dios arriving and the Chol Shagbovim ain't Adam Osas of Dios arriving and Dios Kevin. From in the Gemara, the time made the Rabbi when he found us my Dios is Chach Kevin Shol Meina Afagav the Gomez Makshere. From Zera he is Peyes of Abba Amos came in the Richa he could sell Sukkah Shere. Well, the Rabbi less like Takanto. But Rabbi has got no way to fix it up. Okay, Rabbi says there's nothing you can do if it's 20 Amos, it's good or it's no good. Okay, there's no mitigating circumstances within Rabbi. Within Rabba, Rabba less than Takanta. Ela bein the finest magius is chach, bein ein magius, bein yesh bo yosem arbalos, bein ein ben. Okay, came and she gvol the malam es malam psula finished. Okay, and he says v'kasu a riv far rosh she yesh posim kirabba bein dachu dibrei mehalu da alocha kirabba, and the rosh said that's what the balamor says the bitzgeis the merishaya, and he goes that's the simple reading. Look at the last line of 26. V'chein nira v'dibar Rambam. That's what we said before in the Mishnah. The truth is, in the Mishnah, you could argue. The Mishnah is not the good because you can say, okay, the Mishnah only mentioned one case, but the Rambam is precise and, you know, covers all the cases, never mentions any chilek about it. The Fanos reaching or about the base size and so on. Yeah.
Is this including or excluding?
So that's what he said in the Balamor, the Bagos Mamani. Now the Rambam said it's exclusive, not included. Okay, halacha lemaisa. We'll just finish up with this. The Shulchan Aruch says in the Tov Reish Lamed Gimel Yosef Aleph 27. Sukkah shigvol amala me'ez amala psula bein shu gedola bein shu ktana bein shu kitz magiz chav bein shu magiz abal esrim k'sher afil kol schochol amala me'ezim kevin she'ein b'chalal esrim. This is the answer. Okay, and the Mishabur explains. He's gotten Gimel. Ritzon alom alafuke, this ruling excludes miman da'omar the tam psul gova v'sukkah yos v'chav v'shem de'ein tzilo mispashet l'chala karka v'shetapta. Right, that was a b'zeri. Okay, the sunlight does, filters out, doesn't reach it. Tzil rach v'chav v'shem v'anan tzil sukkah b'ira, no. We don't feast for a zoo. V'hoi sa sukkah r'chava harba halom ha'akshah v'gova yoser. Right, if the sukkah is much wider, we should allow it to be higher also. Again, that ratio situation we spoke about. The Kaman Shah Sukkah Chabat, Tzela Tzach, Mitzvachim and Tzovit, Tzela Tzach, Mitzvachim, right? The Tzela Tzach is spread over a bigger area. But Gam Kain, La Fukim, Adabar, Tam, Tula, Goba, Mishul, Dol, Shalta, Be'ena, Rabba. Okay? Just a moment. All right, so we'll stop here. That's the Pesach Halacha in terms of that, in terms of Rabban. What we'll do tomorrow, B'neder, is a sugi which really is not directly, it's on our daf. It starts on our daf, and that's the question, Mechita Shel Barzel. Is that Takachuvah? This relates more to the shiur that we had last week or 2 weeks or whatever it was about what's the Iker Sukkah, the final sukkah of the wall, what role did the wall play? We'll go over a little bit of that again, but the idea of asking Taka, what can the wall be made out of? And then the question of the sukkah of the walls supporting the schach, we call a mamid, right? As we spoke about, I mentioned this morning, sometimes you have a canvas sukkah and metal poles, so can the schach rest directly on the metal? Could, in our case, in the Gemara, could the schach rest directly on the mechitzah of Barzal? So that's a nogeh nice and many sukkahs that we have. You know, they have what's called chazari sukkahs, which has no metal in it whatsoever. We'll try and understand what that's about next. That'll be probably Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And maybe Sunday I'll speak about the issue of rain here, and so we'll move on to the bottom of the base. Okay?
Okay, you should have said.